Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan took advantage of his weekly Wednesday afternoon press availability to present a quartet of checks ranging from about $45,000 to $51,000. The recipients were a pair of human service organizations, an arts group, and one falling into the cultural, educational, sports, or youth category.
This year, four organizations, the Alaska Conservation Alliance, the Alaska Health Fair, Habitat for Humanity Anchorage, and the Alaska Design Forum are the recipients. And the charity ball this year really was quite a success. The recipients are drawn at random through a drawing to benefit the generosity of those who buy tickets to the event and who participate in the auction. That's what creates the revenue that allows us to make these very generous distributions.
The guidelines for the charity ball raffle and auction demand the recipients must be active participants in the fundraising. Once selected, each group must sell a minimum of 50 tickets, as well as obtain the items for their portion of the silent auction. The checks reflect their success at ticket sales and auction solicitation. The Alaska Design Forum received a little over $45,000. The forum is a group of architects, artists, and designers who promote public knowledge of new design and art ideas that could influence building projects in Alaska. Habitat for Humanity describes itself as a Christian housing ministry dedicated to building simple, decent homes in partnership with qualifying low-income families. Those families must participate in the building of other people's homes before their own is begun. Habitat for Humanity's check was over $48,000. The Alaska Conservation Alliance's charity ball efforts netted the group nearly $50,000. Its website says the Alliance's goals are to protect Alaska's air, land, and water through education, advocacy, and coordination programs. The Alaska Health Fair received the largest check, nearly $51,500. The group strives to promote statewide health education and provide high-quality medical screenings at affordable costs. Its executive director, Deborah Corker, says the money will likely go to upgrading vision, hearing and dental testing equipment, new educational material, and grants to assist some groups who want to host a health fair but cannot afford the $500 fee. Immediately after presenting the checks to this year's recipients, the mayor began drawing next year's four nonprofit organizations.
American Red Cross of Alaska.
All right.
Alaska Children's Services.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Excellent. Envelope number two, the Alaska Junior Theater from the arts organizations.
Perfect. Right. And the last one is the other category.
Green Star Incorporated.
The annual charity ball fundraiser began during Mayor Rick Maystrom's administration in the late 1990s. Since then, the October event has raised just under $2 million for local nonprofit organizations. The slightly more than $195,000 raised this year was the second highest amount in the history of the mayor's charity ball. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.